We are up to the Fir Aleph Amud Aleph, Yud Beis Adar Sheni, the two dots right in the middle of the page. We had a machlekes b'sham and b'silul, how much money a woman has to give to, a woman has to receive in order to be a kuddish. Hillel said pruta or a shava pruta. And b'shamay said it has to be a dinner, much more valuable, or a shava dinner. Maita maida b'shamay, why does he want so much money? Amud Abzeda says, you know why? She came isha makpedes al atma. A woman is very particular about herself. And she will refuse to be engaged if you give her a lesser amount than a dinner. So state in Ishton. It's like it's degrading for her to accept, yeah, to be sold so cheap. Oh. So if it's such a personal, subjective thing, what about the daughters of Rabbi Yana? Right now the Gemara thinks that even this particular woman is prepared to accept less than a dinner. We don't look at her personal opinion. We look in algemein. So the daughter of Rabbi Yana was very wealthy, and for them a dinner is like for us a pruta. So for her, she should have to get married a much larger sum of money. And even if she accepts it, it shouldn't be acceptable. Is that right? They will never get into, as a principal, will never get engaged less than three kavim of dinrim. Hochi nami, are you going to argue that the e posh to yod, if she stretched, if one of the dinner is a very three bags, it's a lot of money. Are you going to tell me if there's one particular girl of these daughter of this family who decides to accept less than that amount, she won't be married? The posh to yod, she accepts only one zuz. Hochi nami to la v'kedushin. So how does it work? I'm Malay. Of course, if a woman is prepared to accept less, there's nothing to talk about. Of course, she can accept less. In other words, even less than a dinner maybe would be valid. What's Beshamai saying that only a dinner? Again, he did it at night, so she didn't know what she's accepting. So then we have a rule that it shouldn't be less than a dinner, because we assume that most women will not want to be married less than a dinner. She appointed a shliach to accept the kedushim, and they didn't just consult with each other how much money it should be. And you're right. And the daughters of Rabbi Yana, according to Rashi, daughters of Rabbi Yana, if they did it at night, or if they sent a shlich, it have to be three bags, three kavim of dinarim. Yeah, I'm sure Rashi says. In today's terms, yeah. Three kavim, yeah. Yeah, but how many? Yeah, how many? That's true, yeah. And according to Taisus, it can't be, because according to Taisus, in Cain, the Satur, Verechel, Shurin, can't. So, what did Rashi learn? The doors of Yana need three kavim. An average woman needs one dinner. Every family, a different amount. So it means that everyone is exactly the same at dinner. So according to this pshat, when does B'Shamai say you need a dinner? Only at night, or only through a shliach when you didn't discuss it? But if a woman personally wants to accept a pruta, then even B'Shamai is happy to accept a pruta. It's only when she doesn't know. That's the first pshat. We're going to have a bunch of pshatim here in B'Shamai, which is very interesting. Everyone is coming to explain the B'Shamai svara, but even the fact that the halacha is not like B'Shamai. Next one, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, no. You know what Tamai the Beshamai? You know what Beshamai is for a wine in the middle of a dinner? He holds like Rabbi Huda Maravasi. Whenever the Torah says you have to give money, what kind of money? There's different kinds of money. Every country has different currencies. You have the US dollars, which are strong, and then you have others, which are very weak. So so comes along when you say money, it's the money in Tsairi. Up in Lebanon, over there, could they have their money is very similar to the money in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. But our money is worth an eighth of that money. An eighth. Called Kesev Amo Betoide, Kesev Tzoidi, Vishal Devreyem. But if it's Midrabbanon, if let's say you have to pay money, only Midrabbanon, we'll see later in the Gemara what that is, then you pay the Kesev Amo Dinner, which is an eighth. So if they say you got to give a dinner, a dinner of Tzaydi is worth eight times more than a dinner of the Medina, the local currency. Pure, it was much more pure. Ours has many alloys in it and so many other extraneous materials. Kufa, let's analyze. We're going to digress for a minute. So this is the second, according to this svara, B'Shamai holds you can never get married less than dinner. As Ash explains, there is no pruta, there's nothing of copper made in Tzaydi. Tzaydi, everything is silver. So the Tzaydi says, Kesev. Where did the Tzaydi say Kesev by getting married? We learn out of Gzer Shava, Kicha, Kicha. From Avraham Avinu, when he said, Nasati Hasada, Nasati HaKesev, Nasati Kesev Hasada, Kach Bimeni. So it says the Kesev. So whenever it says Kesev, it has to be silver. So that's the svara B'Shamai. And it doesn't matter what they take, has to be minimum of a dinner. Let's analyze this statement. Whenever it says kesef, it's kesef tidy. Shall divra and kesef medina rabban medina klolu, is that a rule? But itana, the holding of maidin mixes is that you stake a claim of a certain amount. I admit to part of it, partial admission, and partial denial. We learn from Ki Huzeh, that's maidin and mixes. We learn the Gemara says in Shulchan Aruch the Yonah it has to be a minimum of two more kesef. Machlek is Rav Shmuel, how it works. According to Rav, there has to be a denial of two more kesef. According to Shmuel, there has to be a claim of two more kesef. And I don't care how much the denial is and how much admission is. As long as the total aggregate is two more kesef, it's enough. But everyone holds it has to be two more kesef. We didn't know that the pasuk says, Ki yiten ish areyu kesef. Okay, it says kesef. It says kesef in the pasuk, and you say it's two more kesef. How does that work? Lishma, but now we learn shvur sa dayonim. We learn the shvur dayonim by the mixes is hatayna shtei kesef. The claim has to be to kesef, and the denial has to be a pruta. So what do we see from here? It says shtei kesef, but the pasuk says only kesef. How do you get shtei kesef? Obviously, the pasuk when it says kesef doesn't mean exactly kesef. It doesn't mean exactly kesef, because if it meant exactly kesef, there'd be only one kesef. The fact that we decide it means two means it'll tell you that kesef is very loose with the words kesef. Kesef means any denomination. No raya. Here the pasuk clearly says two. Where? Because it says kesef oy kalim. So we compare it to kalim. Do me the kalim. Ma kalim shnayim, ma kesef shnayim. Just like kalim is two, kesef also is two. And then we go reverse. So ma kesef davu chashu, kalim chashu. Just like kesef is chashu, kalim also has to be, chashu has to be worth two kesef. What about ma'aser? What about ma'aser? It says if you have ma'aser shen, you cannot afford, it's too much to bring to your shlaim, you can exchange it, swap it over to money. And furthermore, it says if you have a bunch of prutas, you can swap the prutas into a seller. How do you have a bunch of prutas? It says in the positive, it's art that kesef, the only thing you can trade it into kesef. According to you, kesef is only silver, kesef tzaydi. Silver doesn't have copper. So how can it be with now? How can this mission say, ha'poyded seller, ma'aser shen, if you want to take your prutas and turn it into a seller for ma'aser shen money, it's all right. How do you get prutas? How do you have prutas? The title says kesef. Kesef is only silver. There's no prutas according to you. Yeah? That's not, again, Akasha. It says ha kesef. It says in the positive a number of times. It says kesef. It's hard to ha kesef. What do you mean ha kesef? Riba. That's a riba. I tell you that what? In this case, I don't care what kind of kesef, even prutas. What do you mean? The Torah, you just said that every time the Torah says...
There is no copper in
that's right.
What does that mean? So the currency...
Whenever the Torah says the word kesef, it has to be yes.
No, but the Rashi is saying...
Yes.
Rashi is saying in Metzias, the entire...
That's right.
Currency, there was no copper currency.
So?
So what's happened is they must have had a very rich economy, even though over Malay...
It had nothing.
We have no copper in our currency here in Australia either. They took it out.
Maybe a poor person needed a very small...
They used barter. Who said they had any coins at all? Swap, shove kesef. What about Hegdish? The Chassid says, "V'nosana kesef v'kamlai." You give kesef to the Beis Hamikdash and it goes back to you. You can actually swap Hegdish to money. Even the money is only a shove pruta. It says in Feish the pasuk, "V'nosana ha kesef." Everything what Hasanami. Now the Gemara could have said ha kesef comes to Rimarabe. But the Gemara answers kesef. It says kesef. Make a shove yalit me meise. We learn it from meise. So I'm not sure why you have to learn from meise and not just the fact that ha kesef here as well. Learn it from that. But everywhere else in the Torah says kesef. It means silver. It means a minimum of a dinner. So anyway, right? It means kesef tzaydi.
Wouldn't the hay hayidia donate that particular kesef like the one in the case of the?
So that's it. It's a chashev kesef. No, the kesef of tzaydi, not the kesef of your local medina. But the kedush isha. What about kedush of a woman? Chesiv ki kachish isha ubala. And we learn a gich with the Ephraim, where it says kesef. And yet Basil said the pruta. Now Basil let me pruta. Now what are you going to answer me? That Rav Asi hold a b'shamay. Name Rav Asi on b'shamay. How can Rav Asi paskal like b'shamay? Because according to Hill, clearly you're allowed to use a pruta, even though Torah says exer shav, but it says kesef. Eli eat mahach eat ma. This is how you should learn. I'm going to be number Avasi. Kol kesef kotzuva am b'teira. Whenever the teira gives a fixed amount, doesn't just say the word kesef like by meiser, but or by kedushin. But the teira says give $50. But if the teira says a fixed amount by kesef, then is kesef tzaydi. V'shal devrei. Whenever the rabbanu come along and penalize you and give you a fixed amount, kesef medina, the local currency. My kamashma, that's the whole chiddush of Asi. You need him. Tanina is chamafedish in Mishnah. The Mishnah says in chiddush chamesh shloim shall bend the five coins you have to give for a firstborn, and shloim shall eved if you knock out if you kill an eved, the kill an eved, you have to pay 30 kesef to the balabos. Chamishim shall oinish from a fater, rape of seduction, 50 meya shall meizi shemra. You bad name better. Kulam all them. What do you pay? B'shekel hakodesh b'mana tzaydi, with the money of tzaydi. All of these are fixed denominations, so you pay from tzaydi. V'shel divreim, and where the rabbanah say you got to pay, you then kesef medina. So the chayda, what's the chiddush of Asi's and Feshim Mishnah here? Sorry. Oh, fair enough. Itzchalei, and for the Gemara shall divreim kesef medina itzchalei deloitanan. This Mishnah talks about things of the Teda. It doesn't tell us what about things of the Rabbanon, how much you should pay. That's Rav Asi's chiddush. The Rabbanon, you only pay the local money, which is an eighth of the value. The Tanya, where do you find an example of the Rabbanon giving a fixed amount? Hatrakei lechaveda. If you either scream in somebody's ear and you frighten his wits, or you give him a smack under his ear and you hurt his hearing, noisenly seller. The Rabbanon say that you have to pay a seller. But what kind of seller? The local seller. V'loi tema maisa. Sorry? A seller is, it tells you here, how it works in our coin. It says, seller does not mean the coins of Lebanon. It's a local, which is an eighth. Loi tema maisa la arba four zuzim, ela maisa la palgu de zuzi. The Avidi inch of Karl Pauzud is no, it's an eighth. It's an only an eighth. How much is half a zuz? It's more. Well, Rashi gets two pshatim. One of the pshatim is you scared him. You ever get frightened? Anybody ever scares you when you were a kid? You were people and you go boo. That's what it is. But this guy got really frightened. So that's answer number two on how to understand Shammai. Now why? That it's always fixed at a dinner because Kesef Tzaydi comes along. Rabbi Shimon Lokish, Tamayu de Beshammai. You know why Shammai says he need a dinner? Because Chizki, based on Chizki, Chizki said, on my cross, it says in Pasik, the Hivda Melamed, it says in Pasik, that if an Om Ivri wants to get out from her master, the Hivda Melamed, Shemigarez, if she wants to get out, she reduces from what the original payment was and deducts that amount so she can get out, also pro rata. That means you need an amount, the amount that the master received for her has to be an amount that you can reduce from so that she can go out. But if the whole thing was a prutta, there's nothing lower than a prutta. If he only bought her for a prutta, how in the world could she reduce it? Now, what does that have to do with kedusha of a woman? There's nothing lower than a prutta. No. No money. It's not money. So therefore, if there's prutta lost, so what does that do with an isha? Okay, by an eved, you have to use more than a prutta to buy, and therefore you can reduce it. What does it do with an isha? We'll see in a minute. If you say that the master bought her for, let's say, a dinner, that's how we can reduce it down to that after 2-3 years, you can reduce it by half and then pay that and get out. Ad pruta, bring it down to a pruta. How in the world are you going to reduce from a pruta? It's impossible. There's nothing left to give. Maybe the Torah said, you're right. If he bought her for a pruta, she's stuck. She can never buy herself out unless she pays the full amount. If he bought her for dinner, then she just reduces it. How do you know that if he didn't buy it, that you cannot buy for pruta? If he paid for dinner, then you reduce that. I put it down to pruta. You don't reduce it at all. No, that can't be. You can't learn this way that what? That she can be bought for an amount that you cannot reduce. The yeyu, it has to be similar. Do me the yeyu, it has to be similar to marriage. Remember, when he buys her, he also buys her. Included in that payment is a possibility, an option to marry her off, to marry her. And it says, do my yeyu, avagav. The deal is this. The master has an option to marry this girl. Does he have to marry or no? Yet, the father, we learn from that pasuk, the idea of Yehud, that a father cannot sell his daughter to his brother. Because there's no option there for the brother to marry her. The master doesn't have to marry the maid, but there has to be able to marry the maid. If he's not able, So just like in this parasha talks about Yed, it has to be the possibility, so too the Hevda, it has to be the possibility that she should be able to reduce from the mount to go out, even though Lepoil, she doesn't, can't afford it, never goes out, but at least it has to be possible. So if he bought it for Prutim, which is impossible for her to reduce that amount, can't work. So it must be a dinner. So we have established when it comes to buying an Eved, an Amma, it has to be a dinner. What does that have to do with getting married? We'll see in a minute. It's up to you. Let's say the father selling it to an erva. And what? The kedusha isha lebeishamai, and according to beishamai, the kedushim of a woman. Learns it out from a maid. Because a maid also is like getting married. Even though you're buying it for her services, including that is a marriage option. And it's this money itself that's the marriage. And yet we just proved by Amavriya cannot be purchased for a pruta. A woman also cannot be a pruta. Okay, but who told you it has to be dinner? You jumped from pruta to dinner. Maybe it's two prutas, three prutas. So you can reduce that down to a pruta. But who told you you have to jump up? Dinner is substantially more.
Freddy, from 1 cent to $1.
Exactly. The aima palga the dinner. The aima stay prutas. Maybe it's a half a dinner. Maybe two prutas. And for the Gemara, there's coins. Kivan, nobody uses a coin 2 cents, either a cent or a 20 cent piece. You don't say 11 cents or 13 cents. So therefore, kiven da fiktem epruta, the moment we say that the Torah is saying you cannot purchase her for a pruta, then we go to the next level. Ukma dinner. The next level is a dinner. That's pshat number three. Pshat number four. Rav Omar, hainu time with the Bishama. You know why he said the minimum is a dinner? Shalai yiyu b'nois yisrael kehefker. What is it, cheap stuff? Or you talk about marrying a woman for a pruta? It's a shandana charpa. Tell you what, right? Bepruta. The next is very technical. Go through it quickly. It's about currency. And how cup the currencies of different countries. Hilza Pruta. So Rabbi Yosef the main man, Rabbi Yosef thought to say that Pruta Koldu. A Pruta means the lowest coin. Every country has a different coin, the lowest coin. So sometimes in this country it's worth it. And even in one country, depends which year. 1 year it's worth this much. 1 year it's worth this much. There's a drought, a famine, if things are an abundant supply. So Pruta is volatile. Could that be as well? So the prut itself is very volatile. The value of the prut, okay, that's the reason why the is volatile. But it's volatile. So therefore, when we say prut, it's the lowest coin at that time, whatever it is, koldu, whatever it is at that time. We're talking about we learn kami prut echad mishmoyin italkeikin mishmoyin. Clearly delineate. It's an eighth of an Italian iser. You're going to say that the Mishnah is telling you what it was worth in times of Moshe. But today over here, the way people generally calculate whatever it is at this time. He said, Rab Simoy, when he was assessing the value of a pruta in his generation, kami pruta, and he maintained an eighth of an Italian iser. Sorry, Rome. Rome has been the dominant country. Yeah. That was the currency of the world. It's like the US dollar.
The fact that you used the term Italy, you were saying, rather than saying Rome, the fact that you used Italy. That's
Maybe when it came to currency, look at the country. Okay. The Chiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came along, he agreed in principle, but slightly different. He came along, Amr Abdustavi Rabbiyan, Rabbi Isha, Shiru, Kama, Pruta, Echisha, Isabitalki, a sixth of Isabitalki. We'll see later tomorrow what that argument is, a sixth or an eighth. But the bottom line is, it's a fixed amount. It's an eighth or a sixth of an Italian Isid. In other words, what happened was a woman got engaged by with a pruta, and he sat there to value it. Well, this pruta, does that equal to an eighth of an Italian iser? If it doesn't, then she's not married. So what do you tell me? It's relative. It's not relative. It's absolute. These numbers are absolute. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, you're asking me. Rabbi Yosef said that the pruta is very volatile. Abai says no, it should be fixed. So Rabbi Yosef, Abai, you tell me it's fixed. If so, Hainu the Tanina, tell me, this is what we learned. Kama prutas b'shnei shloim. Go out there and calculate how many prutas there are in two shloim, and you'll find that Yosef Apai, more than 2,000. How in the world do you get more than 2,000? We know that pruta is a lot less than 2,000. It is a lot less than 1,000. We'll see later. It's 900 and. sorry, 786. We'll see later the Cheshbon. I'll put this in the cellar. So you'll get a lot less than 2,000. You know why it says more than 2,000? Because sometimes it's more than 2,000. Because the prutas keep on changing. Sometimes the prutas, yeah. The reason is, as Moshe said, because they how much copper they put in there, whatever. But the fact is that prutas are not fixed an eighth of an Italian. So they keep on moving around. That's the only way you can explain to the like me. That's very volatile. Hash dal pain lahavi matters not 2,000. Yes, I'm a pain. How can the Braisa say that's more than 2,000? Amalu who suffered this old man came along will learn the ending of first Pedic in Sanhedrin. Every time it says the Shasa who suffered, he came along. What are you talking about? He said, Yasef. I'm not Tanin Lord. I'm the author of this Braisa. So what are you learning words in my Braisa? It's Kodav Lalofim. When I said 2,000, I didn't say more than 2,000. I said it's around 2,000. Says Rabbi Yosef, that doesn't help. Save Alpha the Chumash Meiv at Los Yisave. All it is 1,536. Not even close to 2,000, unless the Pruta changes. The Haven. So the old man said no. You know why I said 2,000? This is what Moshe said a few days ago. Kivan the Nafgulu Mepalga. We don't like to talk about the small numbers. If it's not 1,500, the next big number is 2,000. So I put 2,000. I say close to 2,000, even though it's only 1,536. Rounded grammatically up. Yeah, I know, but there's 3,700. I know. You're missing the last integer. Here, it's a bunch of other integers you're missing. Okay, we'll stop being here tomorrow. So 6 o'clock tomorrow, 6 o'clock.